to the issue of Afghanistan now, while diplomats and the leader of Afghanistan discuss the future of the country in Bonn, Germany this week. The present of Afghanistan is grim this morning. More than 50 people killed, hundreds injured. In the capital, Kabul, a suicide bomber attacked a Shiite shrine where worshippers were observing the Shiite Muslim festival of Ashura. Another suicide attacker on a bicycle targeted a mosque in the northern city of Mazar-e-Sharif. We've heard this morning in our reporting of this story that the Taliban has quickly denied responsibility for these attacks, but we wanted more clarity on that. We're joined by Rod Nordland, reporter for our partner, The New York Times, in Kabul. Rod, what can you tell us?
Well, first of all, I don't think the Taliban claim that they weren't responsible is even slightly credible. There aren't any other parties to the conflict that have used suicide bombing in the way that we've just seen. Although it is unusual to actually attack Shias to make a purely sectarian attack, it's certainly not something that anyone would put past the Taliban.
Although this kind of sectarian attack is relatively rare in Afghanistan, even though there are sectarian differences in religious terms, what do you think this is coinciding with the conference in Germany or more with the holiday or the festival of Ashura?
I think it is obviously targeted to the festival of Ashura, but it may well be the way that certain parties to the conflict would like to get a message out, you know, in response to the Bonn conference the day before. And a lot of people in Afghanistan now are pointing the finger at Pakistan and say it must be, you know, militants aligned with Pakistan who are doing this on the behest of Pakistan, which, of course, is the Taliban or some flavor of Taliban. It's something that people very fervently believe, and certainly the coincidence of the timing is very suggestive.
Talking with Rod Nordland, correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, from Kabul. Is there traditionally a sectarian break between Sunni Pakistan-based militants in Afghanistan and perhaps more Iranian-affiliated Shiites inside of Afghanistan?
Well, there certainly was during the Taliban era when they ran things here. They suppressed the Hazaras who were Shia and ethnically and historically more linked to Iran. They suppressed them very viciously, but they didn't suppress them because they were Shias. That was not part of their rhetoric, and it hasn't been part of the Taliban's rhetoric since then. But which is why people point the finger at Pakistan. Pakistan has had for a long time a very serious problem with conflicts between Shia and Sunni on sectarian grounds. I mean, suicide bombings of one another's mosques in Pakistan is pretty much almost a monthly occurrence sometimes.
So, Rod Nordland, are people on the street describing this as a crossing of the line or an escalation, part of a trend that's been going on for a while?
Yeah, I think people are kind of too shell-shocked at this point. You know, it's a really stunning thing. They've had suicide bombings here before. Not many in Kabul that are that big, with that big a loss of life. We're now looking at 58 people dead, and probably more will die in the course of the night. But it's just such a violation of kind of what Afghans hold dear. This is something they're very proud of. And they don't have a lot to be proud of, but they're very proud of the fact that they haven't had sectarian conflict. So I think at this point it's just settling in how really terrible this is.
Rod Nordland with a report of the shock on the ground in Afghanistan, corresponding for our partner, The New York Times, in Kabul. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.